Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A happy Thursday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. We got a lot to get to on the show today. Our guy Cole Thompson going to join us here in moments and break down this week's excellent Week 7 college football Saturday slate. We also have two more playoff baseball games tonight. Game 4, Cubs-Brewers. Game 4, Dodgers-Phillies that we'll get into. Thursday night, Eagles-Giants. We'll give out some bets there as well. We'll also look at survivor pools. I was knocked out, unfortunately, by the Arizona Cardinals, still trying to figure out how they lost that game. We'll look at the upcoming plays that we have for this week. We'll also look at our favorite fantasy lineups that we like and some college football player props as well. Whole bunch to get to. As always, you guys are listening to the show today. Anything that's on your mind, any bets that you like, any plays, questions, let us know at the BetMGM Network, Twitch, YouTube, or live on X. And if you guys miss any part of the show today, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get rolling here on Thursday. Glasses and Sesh, we go to the Glasser guest line. Check in with our guy Cole Thompson. Give him a follow on X at Mr. Cole Thompson, host for SEC Unfiltered. Cole, we were talking before we hopped on, and you called this Separation Saturday, and I absolutely love that. And what a massive opportunity for Missouri to really kind of make a statement here, not only in the SEC, but on a national landscape. Undefeated, really haven't played anybody up to this point. They're off of a bye week, and they get Bama at home on Saturday. Bama, 3-point favorite. Who do you like in that game?
Yeah, listen, this is a Missouri team that currently is number 3 in the SEC in wins since 2023. Back-to-back double-digit winning seasons underneath Eli Drinkowitz, back-to-back top 15 finishes in the AP and college football playoff poll, and they have gotten better in the ground game with the arrival of Ahmad Hardy. How well he has been able to fit in this Kirby Moore offense and be able to take the jumps and the vertical passes downfield has been exceptional. Bo Pabula looks the part as well at QB1, and you got some weapons that are able to create disruption inside the red zone like Brett Norfleet and Kevin Coleman. The thing that I wonder about when it comes to Alabama in this game is, will we see the offense take that next gear forward? We watched last week for the first time since 2023, a running back hit over 100 rushing yards. That was Jam Miller with 136. We see Ty Simpson still being surgical with the football. He's not making many mental mistakes. It's like every 30th play, you ask yourself, have you ever played the game of college football before? Because he makes a blundering mistake. But outside of that, the next 29 plays are perfect. The thing that Missouri is going to have to hope for in this matchup, in my opinion, is number one, getting pressure on the quarterback. They're going to have to make Ty Simpson throw under duress. Georgia wasn't able to do it. Vanderbilt wasn't able to do it. No team since Florida State has truly been able to accomplish that. And then they have to live in the yeah, but conversation. And that means, listen, Alabama was able to rush 7. Yeah, but Bo Pabula was able to get his way out and find Kevin Coleman for an 18-yard pickup. Alabama was able to win the pass rush win rate. Yeah, but we watched as one of our defensive linemen got into the backfield, forced a fumble, and we got a scoop and score. That's the way that Missouri is going to win. I think Missouri is a very talented team. They certainly need to be considered for the college football playoff, win or lose this game. I just think Alabama right now, the way they're rolling and the fact that we know that they have a second gear to this offense coming into speed, it's very hard to pick against. So I'm taking the tie to win. I'm taking the tie to cover.
Yeah, it should be a good one, Cole. What also should be a good one is Red River, because you got a lot of interesting things to break down for this matchup. John Mateer, is he going to play? We'll wait and see. To you, does that feel like gamesmanship, or do you think he's going to be out there? And then for Texas, obviously, their season's on the line. They lose, they can kiss the SEC championship and the college football playoff goodbye. So give me your thoughts on the game, and do you think we see Mateer on Saturday?
Yeah, listen, if the college football sicko community and Chipotle had it right, then John Mateer needs to give a lot of credit to the people down in Chipotle, Norman, Oklahoma, for making the call. But I don't know if we'll see him at full speed. I can tell you right now, everyone that I've spoken to out in Norman, it's so under wraps, they can't even get a good gauge on if he's playing. So we will have the answer come the first snap of the matchup if he is listed on the chart. I think if he does play, it will be at a very limited capacity. Remember, he had surgery on his throwing hand and his throwing thumb. So you can dap that up with as much morphine as possible. But if he can't grip the football, he can't pass. So you're going to trust him with his legs, if anything, in this matchup. Texas, again, still has a great defense. And what's so interesting about the Red River Shootout is this is a game every single year where what you think you know, throw it out the window. It just is one of those matchups where it is a home field environment for 30 minutes. It is a rivalry matchup, and you're on the road in one of the most despicable environments for the next 30. That's what makes these two teams live up to the expectation and live up to the mantra of what has been a matchup in the Cotton Bowl. I think that you will see Arch Manning play well. It's something about Red River just brings the best version out of players. I think that you will see this offense have a little bit of life. Like, the over-under in this game is currently set, if I'm not mistaken, at 43.5. I'm hammering the over. I think that this is going to be a very high-scoring game, and even though we do know that Oklahoma has one of the best defenses in college football, there is something about this matchup that just, you can't speak logic into it. But I don't think that Texas has enough offensively. I think that you will see enough from Michael Hawkins, and maybe even this rushing attack getting forward. A 6-0 Oklahoma heads into the second half of the season with a win in the Golden Cowboy hat, sanding away with the +1.5 in the Red River Shootout.
Cole, a couple more SEC games, super interesting. Gators trying to back up their upset win at Texas with one over A&M this weekend. And then Georgia, tricky game on the road at night in Jordan-Hare to take on Auburn. Which of those underdogs you like better this week? Would you back the Gators +7.5, or would you take Auburn +3.5?
Auburn hasn't shown me anything offensively to start believing in them as an actual threat. And even though this game is at Jordan-Hare, and you and I both know, PJ, that there's weird stuff that happens at Jordan-Hare at night. Yeah. It just doesn't feel like Auburn has enough going at this point in the season where you can trust that Jackson Arnold's going to get the job done. The question that I have for Florida is, what version of the offense are we going to see? Is it the one that was last week on display out in Gainesville, where you said, we're going to run it 20-plus times with Jaden Baugh and force them to have to play in the box? That way we can take the deep shots down the field with Dallas Wilson and Verno Brown. Are we going to get the version of DJ Lagway that can make plays with his legs behind the line of scrimmage, and a defense that can force turnovers over Marcel Reed, who, by the way, as good as he's looked, he still has a major fault of overshooting wide receivers, which can lead to turnovers and explosive plays on the defensive side of things. So I don't think either upset is going to occur. If you wanted me to feel more confident, I think Florida has an identity that can really counteract everything Texas A&M does. It is one of those matchups that we maybe are giving A&M a little bit too much hype right now. Let's see what they're able to accomplish. I think both teams win. I think both teams cover. But if you wanted me to pick one, Florida, with how well they ran the football last week, if they run out with that type of formula, it'll be an unlucky day to tackle number 13 out of Gainesville.
Yeah, Jaden Baugh, absolute monster. We're talking Week 7 college football slate with Cole Thompson here on Send It In. Give him a follow on X at Mr. Cole Thompson. Cole, let's look at the Big Ten. We got two interesting matchups this weekend. We'll start with the top 10 matchup in Eugene. Indiana and Oregon, Ducks favored by 7.5. What would be your play in that game?
Listen, I think that Kirk Cignetti and the Hoosiers have earned enough respect to be considered a threat in the Big Ten and an actual threat for the college football playoff. The way that they have been able to respond after the Old Dominion game, the mollywhopping against Illinois with, what was it, 7 consecutive touchdown drives, that's enough to give a lot of attention. But I do think that this is going to be one of those games where you're going to have to trust the quarterbacks. Dante Moore is going to be going up against a top five defensive line and is going to take away the rushing attack with Noah Whittington. I think on the opposing sideline, Oregon has a top 10 run defense in the country. So Fernando Mendoza is going to have to win over the top. There's something about Autzen Stadium that just screams incredibly toxic environment, the way that we talk about places like Death Valley, like Happy Valley, like the Swamp at night. It's something that you have to experience in person. And while I do think that Fernando Mendoza is going to get his opportunities to shine, it's extremely hard to win at the Zoo. I'm going to take Oregon to win. I'm going to take Oregon to cover. I think this is a four-quarter game, but I like Dante Moore and Will Stein to connect one time downfield to Corian Moore to at least win by a touchdown.
Michigan travels out to the Coliseum to take on USC. Cole, one of these games where the unranked team, USC, is favored over the ranked team in Michigan. We know in Big Ten play how much travel has played a part in these games, especially when you're going through multiple time zones. Do you think this is another one of those games? Do you like USC, or do you think Michigan actually pulls off the upset in this game?
Okay, so for starters, you are a professional player at this point in the new version of NIL. You see MLB, you see NFL players every single week have to make these cross-country trips. I don't want to hear it. That's not a reason why you lost a football game. It's, are you better prepared? Are you more physically able to go ahead and pull the wool over a weaker opponent's eyes? And are you able to respond when your backs are against the wall? Does Michigan have that fight? It's going to be the ultimate question that I have in this game. What I wonder about for USC standpoint, USC is going to have a healthy Jacoby Lane, which is awesome, and that's going to really help out in the passing attack opposite of Mekhi Lemon, but they know how to run the football and win the time of possession. The thing with Michigan is, right now, you can trust that you're going to see more of Bryce Underwood get his legs underneath him, and he's gotten better at finding Donovan McCauley downfield. But if this is a game where it comes down to time of possession, that does not favor Michigan whatsoever, because they like to milk the clock, and I don't think that USC is going to allow them to do that. As much as I do think that Michigan is a better team than USC, I don't like this matchup going on the road out to Pasadena. I'm going to actually take the quote-unquote non-upset because it's an unranked team versus a top 15 team. But USC and Jaden Mayava get the job done. I think they win by a touchdown at the Coliseum.
Really good slate. A lot of interesting games. Going to be a fun Saturday. Cole Thompson joined us here on Send It In, host for SEC Unfiltered. Give him a follow on X at Mr. Cole Thompson. Cole, always great having you on, my friend. Enjoy the games on Saturday, and we'll talk again next week.
North Texas upset tomorrow night, South Florida. Be ready to watch out for the Mean Green Machine. Take care, boys.
Love it. Going to be an awesome one. Probably the biggest Group of Five game of the season. Great stuff from Cole Thompson. All right, you guys, let's look at some college football props that I like here for Week 7 upcoming. Again, what's unfortunate about these college football props, only in certain states are you able to bet these, but if you are watching the show, listening to the show, in a state where you can bet college football playoffs, these are some of the ones that I would look at. We'll start in that Bama-Missouri game. Bo Prabula, anytime touchdown, plus 180. I like that price quite a bit. Look, Bama struggles to stop the run, right? Talked about that last week against Vandy. Talked about it this week again against Missouri. Everybody's talking about that, it feels like, this week with their handicap of this game. Bama's going to be focused on Ahmad Hardy and trying to stop him. But they also are going to have to contain Bo Prabula, who's a good athlete as well, for Missouri. And I think that, you know, they could be inside the five-yard line, one of those zone read keepers, and Prabula gets into the end zone. So plus 180, anytime touchdown. I like that for the Mizzou quarterback against Bama. Fernando Mendoza, we're going to go over 229.5 passing yards for him against Oregon. Again, strength on strength. Indiana wants to run the football. They're very good at doing that. Oregon, very stout up front, very good running defense. So Mendoza is going to have to make some plays through the air. He's a very talented quarterback. He's got some decent weapons. And if Oregon's up in this game, like I think they will be, Indiana's trailing, they're going to have to make some plays through the air. So Mendoza, I'll take his over passing yards, 229.5. What about TCU and Kansas State? Really fascinating game this weekend. One of those like stinky spreads, right? TCU is a better team than Kansas State. The fact that they're only laying one on the road, super interesting. K-State's played just about everybody close this year. This could be a great live betting game. but they do struggle against the pass, and their secondary is not very good, and they're facing one of the best pure passers in the Big 12 in Josh Hoover. I think he's going to be able to light up this K-State defense, so over 278 and a half passing yards for Josh Hoover. I think he could throw for 300 plus, so I like that bet. Georgia running back Chauncey Bowens, we're going under 51 and a half rushing yards for him against Auburn. Auburn's got a good defense. That game's going to be in Jordan-Hare at night. It's going to be rocking. Gunnar Stockton was the difference when Georgia went on the road and played at Tennessee. He made some big-time plays. They really leaned on him. I think Kirby's going to try and do the same in this game. Tough to run on Auburn. Bowens gets about 11 carries a game somewhere in that neighborhood. So if Auburn just holds them, you know, under 4 yards a carry, we're going to cash that bet. Chauncey Bowens under 51 and a half rushing yards. And then Bryce Underwood, Michigan quarterback, over 32 and a half rushing yards against USC. As Cole was mentioning, Bryce is starting to use his legs a little bit more. Two of his last three games, we've seen him rush for 114 yards against Central Michigan and 61 yards against Nebraska. Michigan's running back, Justice Haynes, rushing total in this game is 105 and a half. He's been awesome, and USC's really struggled against the run. So it would make sense that DeAnton Lynn and USC are really keying in on Justice Haynes and trying to do everything they can to take him away, much like the Mizzou kind of handicap with Ahmad Hardy. Don't forget about these quarterbacks and them keeping it and being a factor with their legs in these games. So Bryce Underwood, over 32 and a half rushing yards against USC. I like that bet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As well. All right, let's do a little primetime peek. Look at some of tonight's games that we have. Thursday Night Football, Eagles, Giants, and then the two MLB playoff games that we have for tonight. As always, if you guys are listening to the show, let me know if there are any plays that you like in tonight's Eagles-Giants game. Let me know if there are any MLB plays that you guys like tonight as well. Side and total in this game is pretty tricky. I'd probably lay it with the Eagles if I had to at -7.5, but I don't think it's going to be an official play for me, and I don't think I'm going to bet the total in the game either. I think the Eagles are going to win. I don't think the Giants are going to upset them. I think the Eagles are going to win, and normally they have dominated the Giants here as of late. They're coming off of a loss at home against Denver. Short week, which definitely helps Philly. The fact that they're going up against a rookie quarterback in Jackson Dart, only making his third start. I think Philly's probably a good spot. Maybe like a Giants team total under could be a good look in this game as well. Because again, the way you attack Philly is their secondary, and outside of Quinyon Mitchell, and the Giants just don't really have the pieces to do that. So Philly -7.5, I had to bet it, probably would be my look in the game. Some props that I would look at: Jackson Dart to throw an interception at -135. I think that should be like -150, -160. So Dart to throw an INT, I do like that. I also like Jackson Dart over 7.5 rush attempts at +100. That's probably my favorite prop in this game. In his two starts so far, 10 rushing attempts against the Chargers, 7 last week against New Orleans. But think about it. Put yourselves in the mind of the Giants, right? Brian Daboll, their offensive staff. You have a young quarterback in a divisional game game. Short week, not as much preparation as you normally would have. Jackson Dart's not used to this, right? This is his first kind of short week game. So what are you going to do? You're going to simplify the game for him. And I think they're going to use his legs and they're going to run him a little bit. So over 7.5 rush attempts for Jackson Dart. I do like that at plus 100. And then Jake Elliott, Eagles kicker, over 7.5 kicking points versus the Giants. So two field goals, two extra points. That'll get us this. Three field goals will get us this. But I think Jake Elliott, that's a good look. I could see him kicking two, if not three field goals tonight. I like over 7.5 kicking points. Good price, too, at minus 115. So again, no play side or total in Eagles Giants. I like Dart to throw an interception, Dart over 7.5 rush attempts, and Jake Elliott over 7.5 kicking points. And I'd also look at Jackson Dart anytime touchdown at plus 300. Because I like him to run the ball a decent amount, I think that's a really good price, 3-1 for him to find the end zone. So Jackson Dart, using him quite a bit tonight in the prop market in that game against Philly. As for the MLB playoffs, Phillies and Dodgers tonight, we had the Phillies on the money line last night, plus 150. That was a nice cash against LA. Tonight, they have Christopher Sanchez on the mound. He and they're plus 110. Tyler Glasnow is going to be going for the Dodgers. He's minus 130. The total in this game is at 8. Not looking at the side, not looking at the total in this game. Instead, I'm going Christopher Sanchez, the starter for the Phillies tonight, under 5.5 strikeouts at minus 125. Sanchez pitched game one in this series against the Dodgers. He had 8 strikeouts, looked very good early on in that game. But because it's an elimination game for Philadelphia, and they're going to be willing to pull him, certainly give him a shorter leash than they normally would, and the fact that the Dodgers got to see him 5 days ago, I think that's a big advantage for LA, and that's a big advantage for our under. Now, again, he had 8 strikeouts in game one, and now it's at 5.5, and the under is minus 125. So they are accounting for the fact it's an elimination game, and he's not going to have as long a leash as he would on a Tuesday in July. But because the Dodgers just saw him, and you have so many good veteran hitters in that lineup, I think that's advantage LA. I like under 5.5 strikeouts for Christopher Sanchez tonight against the Dodgers. Brewers and Cubbies. It's going to be an interesting game for Milwaukee. Leads the series 2-1. Cubs winning the game yesterday. The total is 7. It was 6.5 yesterday. Brewers minus 120 on the money line. The Cubs are plus 100. Freddie Peralta is going to go today for the Cubs. For the Brewers, Matthew Boyd going to go for the Cubs. This is what we saw in game one of this series when Milwaukee just teed off on Matthew Boyd. The Brewers are the better team. I thought the Cubs were going to win this series. The Brewers are better. They blew them out in both games in Milwaukee. After the Cubs scored 4 runs in the first inning yesterday, they didn't score again for innings 2 through 9. So the Brewers pitching staff really did a good job of shutting them down after the first inning. I think the Brewers are the better team, and I think they close out the series tonight. So I would look at Milwaukee minus 120 against Chicago. Brewers are for real. You know, the Brewers and the Blue Jays both came in top 2 teams in their leagues. Not a lot of people really liked them, but there's a reason these teams won, you know, 96, 98, 95 games. They got really good lineups that put together great at-bats, and they got good pitching staff. So just like the Blue Jays win in 4, I think Milwaukee wins in 4 tonight as well. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. It's a pro football no sweat token. Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat with a pro football no sweat token. You'll get your stake back in bonus bets if you don't win. Make it legendary at BetMGM. Download the app today, and please gamble responsibly. All right, let's dive in to a little fantasy page, some DFS for week 6 in the NFL. And let's start with our quarterback, and that's going to be Matthew Stafford for the Rams, who is $6,400 this week against the Ravens. Again, we get $50,000 to choose from, right, that we have to divvy it up. So we're spending $6,400 of that on Matt Stafford against Baltimore. I mean, the Ravens have the worst defense in football. They have the worst secondary right now in football. Kyle Hamilton was back practicing, so he should be good to go. But Marlon Humphrey is still going to be out for the Ravens. And Malachi Starks just has not been what they needed him to be out of Georgia, the rookie. Now, they did make some trades, and they did acquire Gardner Johnson this week, and they also got Gilman in that trade from the Chargers with Adafe Owe. So the Ravens are trying to mix it up. I don't think it's going to make much of a difference against the Rams and that offense with Puka and Devontae Adams and Stafford and McVay calling plays. So Stafford, going to take him. If C.J. Stroud can throw for four touchdowns against this defense, I'm scared to see what Matt Stafford is going to do. Rico Dowdle is going to be my first running back that I'm going to look at. $5,800 this week against the Cowboys. Very quietly, we're not talking about enough the fact that Rico ran for over 200 yards last week against Miami. He was awesome, and he was great for Dallas at the end of last season. Now with the injury to Chuba Hubbard, he's getting his opportunity, and he was fantastic on Sunday against Miami. Now he's going up against his former team, another team with a bad defense. I would go right back with Rico Dowdle. I think he could have another big game against his former team. Quinshon Judkins is up next. He is $5,500 against the Pittsburgh Steelers, $5,900 against the Steelers. Quinshon has been a terrific surprise so far for Cleveland. And again, you're the Cleveland Browns. You're coming back from your international road trip in London. You're going on the road in a divisional game against the Steelers. Dylan Gabriel's making his first true road start. I mean, it's run the football, right? Like, run the football. You've been very good with Judkins. Lean on your defense. Play field position game. I think that's what they try and do. So, Judkins, $5,900. I'd look at him and Dowdle this week, my two running backs in that game. Devontae Adams is going to be my first wide receiver, $6,700 against the Ravens. I wanted to stack one of the Rams wide receivers with Stafford. Puka was the most expensive wide receiver this week, which makes a lot of sense, but I think Devontae could also have a great season as well. So I'll go, or could have a great game as well. So I'll take Devontae, $6,700 against the Ravens. Tet McMillan of the Panthers, I'll take him at $6,000 against the Cowboys. Dallas's defense, again, has not been good. And the Panthers' offense, the Panthers have been a sneaky good over team dating back to the end of last season as well. They really put up points at home going up against this Dallas defense. I think Tet McMillan could have a nice game. So a couple of Panthers in my lineup. Chris Olave, I'm going to slide him in there against the Patriots. Rattlers played a lot better than a bunch of us have thought. Olave's production has been pretty consistent this season. When you look at receptions, targets, all those kinds of things, I think he could have a good game. So we'll take Olave at $5,100. Jake Ferguson, man, been one of the best surprises at tight ends so far this season. Second in the NFL among all pass catchers in receptions. He's got 41 right now through five games. Also got three touchdowns going up against his Panthers defense. I like the price of Jake Ferguson at $5,300. Kenneth Walker the second, $6,100 against Jacksonville. Now the Jags do have a good run defense. They've only given up three rushing touchdowns this season, but I think the Chiefs were able to expose them a little bit, and coming off of a short week and off that big emotional win against Kansas City, that 1-2 punch Walker and Charbonnet, I think could do some good things against Jacksonville. So I like Walker in my flex at $6,100. And then speaking of the Seahawks, we'll take them, $2,700 against the Jags. I always look at which defense is the cheapest that I think can have the best game. And man, with Mike McDonald calling the defense, how great they usually are on the road. Trevor Lawrence prone to turnovers. I think it's a nice spot to use the Seattle defense. So I'll plug them in as my D at $2,700. So this is our lineup for week six here in the NFL. Matthew Stafford going to be our QB. Dowdle and Judkins are two running backs. Devontae Adams, Tet McMillan, Chris Olave are trio of receivers. Jake Ferguson, tight end. Kenneth Walker in our flex. And the Seattle Seahawks is going to be our defense. And that is a perfect $50,000. So no extra dollars left to be had. All right, let's look at Survivor Pool that we have here. Before we do, Moist Cupcakes 11 with the question. If this is Cubs Brewers game is tied 0-0 after the first inning, I am slamming Brewers money line. The Cubs team seemingly forgets how to produce runs after the first. It's so true. It's a great point, Moist Cupcakes. Honestly, it really is. So, I mean, again, they scored four yesterday, didn't score anything else the rest of the game, right? We saw that in games one and game two. Bush opens with runs in game one. So whatever it is about that first inning, Cubs get off to a nice start. After that, don't do a lot. I think that's a good call. Even though you'll get a little bit of a more expensive price on the Brewers money line, certainly could be worth it. But yeah, I like the Brewers to win the game. But a nice point there about how the Cubs offense has definitely struggled after the first inning. All right, let's look at Survivor this week for week six. Oh, we had some chaos last week, man. Chiefs lost, Bills lost, Eagles lost, Rams lost, Cardinals lost. Absolutely brutal. So congrats to those of you that have survived and lived to see another week. The Packers certainly are going to be the most popular choice this week. That's the team that I would choose. Like, don't even try and get cute or maybe mess around with a bunch of these other teams. They're a 14-point favorite. They're off a bye week. They haven't played well in their last two games. They've been really impressive at home this season against Washington. And now how good is that Lions game looking in week one? And are they really losing to Joe Flacco twice in one season? Like, could you imagine if Flacco beats them again? I cannot see that. So Green Bay Packers, big favorite for a reason. They would be my pick in Survivor. Now, if you've already used Green Bay or you don't want to use Green Bay this week, three other teams I'd probably consider. The first one would be the Rams. I normally don't like taking road teams in Survivor pools, but again, they just lost as big favorites to San Francisco, and the Ravens are still so depleted. Their defense is so bad. I just can't see Baltimore winning that game. So I'd look at the Rams. I'd also look at the Colts because of what a offensive wagon they are at home this season. I mean, they don't punt at home. They're unbelievable. At home, Daniel Jones is playing great football. Jonathan Taylor's been unbelievable. So I look at the Colts. And then the Pittsburgh Steelers, guys, they have won 21 straight regular season games at home against the Cleveland Browns. The Browns just do not win in Pittsburgh in the regular season. Now, of all the four teams that I gave out of Survivor choices, this would probably be the one that makes me the most nervous just because it is a divisional game. The Browns do good have a good defense. And Dylan Gabriel, there's still not a lot of film on him out there. I just can't see Tomlin and the Steelers losing to a rookie quarterback in his first career true road start. So Steelers, I think, could be another good option this week as well. I'd stay away from the Eagles. I think we saw last Thursday with Rams and Niners. It's just these short weeks, you just don't know. So I'd stay away from Philly. I wouldn't use the Broncos going out to London either, coming off that big win against the Eagles and the Jets. Still, you know they're going to win a game at some point. I don't think it's going to be against Denver, but I would worry about that one. Wouldn't use the Chargers. Another cross-country trip for them. They're very banged up. I'd stay away from them. No Patriots against the Saints. You guys know I like the Saints in that game. No Bills. Don't use the Bills on the road. Wait for them to come back home. I think it's either the Steelers. That would probably be my least favorite choice. Packers would be my favorite, then the Rams, then the Colts, and then the Steelers. All right, let's wrap up the show with our favorite plays of the day. Going streaking. Let's take Mookie Betts, man. How good has he been so far this postseason going up against left-hander Christopher Sanchez tonight, who we saw and had a good game off of in game one? I'll take Mookie to get a base hit. He'll be our guy in going streaking. Speaking of Christopher Sanchez, my prop lock for the day, under 5.5 Ks for him at -125. It is obviously an elimination game for Philadelphia, so he could be pulled at a moment's notice. He faced the Dodgers 5 days ago. I think that's advantage LA. I'll take Sanchez under 5.5 Ks at -125. Dog of the day, let's go to college football. ECU +6.5 against Tulane. ECU is a sneaky team. They've played NC State and BYU. They played a couple Power Four opponents. I think they can keep it close with Tulane tonight, so I like ECU. And then Brewers money line, my best bet, -120 against the Chicago Cubbies tonight. I think the Brewers wrap up the series, and I think they wait for Dodgers or Phillies in the NLCS. Thanks again to Cole Thompson for joining us today on Send It In. Appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow with the PJ Pick 5. Looking forward to it. Have a great rest of your day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.